This is the Community Forum on AM 1440. It's time for the Holly Hill Health Hour with Jim Wilk. Talk live on WNPV by calling 215-855-8211, 215-723-2116, or toll free at 1-800-355-WNPV.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us today. Well, we have a, you know, we have a kind of a repeat show, but always something new to learn. We got Dr. Cass Ingram coming on again. He was on last week, but Dr. Cass has so much to discuss with us that we need to. Twice as nice. And especially since he's going to be at the store tomorrow for our big lecture there at 11 o'clock. So it's going to be talking about, I think, you know, I was reading some of his book last night, the new book by Dr. Cass, The Infection Connection, and Fight Back with Natural Cures. Very interesting. And his perspective on disease out there and inflammation, we've been talking about for years over the show here, the cause of all disease, inflammation and things. He goes a little beyond that. You know, what causes the inflammation? And he feels it's parasites and bacteria and viruses and all that, the nasty stuff that they make me squeamish, and they make horror movies out of being attacked by these things. And they say that that's, you know, for all this drug-resistant stuff that's out there now, that this might be the future. So Dr. Cass will be on, author of 25 books and more, I think, than that. The Cure is in the Cupboard is, you know, the standard. Talking about oregano and things like that. So we're going to delve into his book a little bit more. I think you'll find it pretty interesting. So hang in there. Little bit of housekeeping here before we begin. Columbus Day sales have started. We have some great deals going on. You've heard our ads. We have the nine popular companies out there: Life Extension, Now Vitamins, Emerald Labs, Natural Factors and Garden of Life and Jarrow, Country Life, Solgar. These could be an extra 10% off, even off some of the sale items there. So we're going to be running this probably through Monday, I believe. Sale ends here, the 10/14. And speaking of Prevagen, which is the company that we started with maybe 10 years ago, and had such great success with that in the store. We had the owner of the company come and do a couple of lectures there. I had him on the radio show. I can't even get a hold of him now. He's become too big. You know, you see all the commercials and ads on television and things. It's become the number one brain formula out there. Well, you heard it first here, folks, you know. Excuse me. The cool thing is that they just came out with a professional line of Prevagen. And it's a little stronger than the other ones out there. And as far as I know, it's not going to, you're not going to find those in the drugstores or the big box stores there. So we just got that in. We also have some good books on Prevagen. So please, you know, check that out. It's a little stronger. So if you're, you know, what I always say, if you're forgetting where the keys are, that's the regular stuff is great. If you're forgetting where the car is, then you might need the stronger one out there. So, not a joke, but I tried. It's so we've got that going on. We have the Reporter was out yesterday. The Inquirer will be out. The Reporter will be out today, actually, on Friday. That's with some of the ads in there. And the Inquirer was out yesterday. So you can look in there and look at some of the great deals going on with the Prevagen, Garden of Life probiotics there. We do have the North American Urban Spice, the Hempanol CF on sale too. A really good deal on that. And Purely C by North American Urban and Spice. The number seven joint formula from Solgar, 40% off suggested retail on that one too. That's a great product also. Just a one a day. Great for the joints and things like that. So come check those out. What else? We got a demo going on today. Natural Hope, we just brought them in recently. They're a nice Lancaster farm herbal company out there, and I was really excited to bring them into a lot of good formulas. Jim will be there. I think he's coming in around noon today. be there for a couple of hours to do demos. Has some good formulas for the upcoming season there. Some really good elderberry immune system products, throat and tonsil sprays, and allergy products like that. So he's going to give a little demos out there to that. And we'll do a 10% on that also on Natural Hope. It's a pretty good company, but I'm glad we're doing something a little somewhat local. You know, I would consider Lancaster local. Yeah. Yeah. You can bike there if you had the day, right? The whole day and the will to do that. So we got that going on. The Prevagen, Brenda Watson. Brenda's been on the show a few times. Remember, she was from Renew Life. She was like the digestive health expert, one of the top ones in the country, I believe. She's been on PBS and has written a lot of books. She's going to come on Wednesday, November 6th, from 10:15 to 12:15. What she's going to do is just pretty cool. She's going to give us this little staff training early in the morning, and then she's going to do these free 15-minute one-on-one digestive health consultation going on. So for 15 minutes, you can talk to a top person on your GI problems and things like that. And I know we all have them out there. So that's pretty good. So you have to call for that. We got about 9 spots available. And if you call the store, we can pencil you in and get a nice 15 minutes with Brenda. I think that'll be pretty cool. So again, that's Wednesday, November 6th. From 10:15 to 12:15. So if you got time on Wednesday, that might be something pretty cool to do. A couple of new products that I thought was pretty cool too. Terry Lemeron from Terry Natural, the Europharma company, the people who make Curamin, came out with a very unusual product. Well, you guys have heard of red ginseng. It's a really good, powerful adaptogen. And they came out with a special kind. They have two products here, and it has the designation as HRG80. And I think I'll probably wait till Terry gets on the show again to talk about it more. But ginseng has always been used for energy and concentration and helping with stress and things like that. It's a tonic that people use all over the world. They drink ginseng tea all day long and things. But it's a big difference in the quality out there. And this particular ginseng is grown hydroponically. Ginseng takes a long time to grow, and a lot of companies use pesticides and a lot of other junk in there. And this is grown a special way. So it's supposed to be 17 times better absorbed than the classic ginsengs that are out there. These ginsenosides are the active ingredient in there. And this delivers 7 times more rare, what they call noble ginsenosides, than the conventional ginseng on the market and stuff. So they have a regular one for energy. They have one for male sexual enhancement. And I think there's a little bit different blend in there. But very, very exciting that we got it in. We're looking forward to it. We have it on sale at the store. So, Terry's products, they're guaranteed to work for you or your money back. So it might be worth a try. Supposedly, this doesn't cause the jitters. Some ginseng, people with blood pressure problems sometimes have to be a little careful. This doesn't seem to do that. So just got it in, so I'll read up more on it. There's a lot online about it there, too. So that'd be pretty good for energizing. A couple of just quick articles, I thought, before we get to Cass, Dr. Cass. Of course, coffee, always in the news. this is a study published in the Journal of Internal Medicine. This is about being associated with low risk of symptomatic gallstone disease. They call that GSD. Doesn't talk about, gallstone disease. And I won't go into the whole thing about it, but they followed 100,000 people, 38 years or so. They found that individuals with a coffee intake of more than 6 cups a day. Joe, do you do 6 cups a day? No. How many? 4? Okay. Joe does 4 cups a day, but they're 32-ounce cups. No, teasing. I just can't imagine drinking that much coffee. They had 23% lower risk of this symptomatic gallstone disease compared to individuals without coffee intake. Even They even went on and on and said even people who do one cup a day would have a 3% lower risk. Is it worth it? Yeah, it tastes good. Oh, it's worth it. So you might another plus for coffee consumption there. And also, mushrooms may cut prostate cancer risk. This was in the International Journal of Cancer. 30,000 men between the ages of 40 and 79 years old. They followed for 13 years. And they said compared with mushroom intake of less than once per week, consumption once or twice a week was associated with 8% lower risk of prostate cancer. Consumption of mushrooms three or more times per week was associated with 17% lower prostate cancer risk. I know a lot of men are concerned about their prostates. They have prostate cancer is, you know, pretty prevalent out there. But this was done in Japan, obviously, and his mushroom intake is much higher. But really good to do. Unfortunately, they don't go into telling you what type of mushrooms they were taking. There's so many varieties out there. So I think it's good to get a blend. I try to, get some mushrooms a couple of times a week there. So shiitake and the portobellas and things like that. It can be very beneficial. But we have some great mushroom concentrates at the store in capsule and in liquid form. Very good for the immune system. A lot of people take that. Good for brain stuff. Trying to get another show on mushrooms. It's still a vacant field out there as far as people being interested in that. And I think we're in the mushroom capital of the world around here, right? So I think it's important to maybe look into this a little bit. It's a fantastic organism, mushrooms. A lot more to talk about, but I want to get Dr. Cass on here. So we're going to take a quick break and be back with Dr. Cass Ingram.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day.
You'll find Hempanol, along with P73 Wild Oregano Oil and a selection of other North American herb and spice products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Ahoy! Discover amazing savings during Holly Hill Health Foods Columbus Day Sale, now through Monday, October 14th. On top of our current 35 to 55% off sale prices, you'll get an extra 10% off the following 9 popular supplement companies: Life Extension, Garden of Life, Jarro, Emerald Labs, Solgar, Now Vitamins, Prevagen Brain Formula, Natural Factors, and Country Life. So stop in Holly Hill Health Foods today through Monday, October 14th, and you'll be saying ahoy there, and save an extra 10% on our already discounted prices on 9 popular supplement companies. Don't miss these extra Columbus Day savings. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Order by phone or online, hollyhillvitamins.com, where you'll also find a listing of special events and in-store demos. Don't let the ship sail and miss out on the Columbus Day sale. Now until 6 o'clock, Monday night, October 14th. All discounts are off manufacturer's suggested prices.
WNPD AM 1440.
He can play the honky-tonk like anything.
Okay. And on the phone, we got Dr. Cass Ingram. Dr. Cass, thank you so much for joining us again.
How you doing over there, Holly Hill? What's going on?
We're getting ready for you. We're putting out the red carpet and the hemp carpet's made out of hemp.
When am I supposed to be there anyway?
I think 11 you start your score. That's what I love about you. You're not the absent-minded professor that I thought you were.
Yeah, exactly.
Saturday, tomorrow, yeah. Saturday. Did I say, yes, yeah, tomorrow is Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want you to get off the phone real quick.
Yeah. Say, let me ask you something.
Yes.
So the people, they're in trouble with the chronic illnesses and so on.
Yes.
And so we're going to go over that infection connection. I have that brand new book.
Been reading it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You know, it took me, I've been fiddling around with that thing for 10 years, 10, 12 years.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, I finally broke down and got it done. But, yeah, there's so many different diseases that are due to infestation, and you can't move the needle or get too much really, like, what, cure or reversal or, you know, sort of normal health where you no longer have the illnesses until you purge the infectious agents.
Yeah.
So the cancer now has been associated with candida and fungus. Your arthritis is 8 out of 10 are infectious. You've got your Lyme, which is a disaster, both neurologically, physically, joints, skin, heart, cardiac Lyme. So, you know, Hashimoto's or all the autoimmune thyroid are fungal. You're right.
Yeah.
And then the gut. You have Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel. You got to deal with that, and that's where that oregano, it comes in. You know, the oil, the juice, and so on. Yeah,
yeah. I was really fascinated when I was reading it that, and I've been preaching this for so many years on the radio here about how inflammation is the cause of all disease, and you know the same things, the cancer and all heart diseases, all of inflammation. But
yeah.
You opened my eyes up a little bit when I was reading this, and you go, well. What the hell is causing the inflammation?
That's it.
What's right?
You know, unless somebody got banged over the head or you know got into whiplash in a car,
mm-hmm.
how come there's inflammation in the joints?
Right.
So
yeah. So so you've been following this a long time, and it's pretty chronic out there. I mean. Are we becoming, because we're living kind of an unnatural world, that unlike our ancestors, that we're more prone to this? Or these organisms are just coming back again? And
organisms, really, because
yeah.
You've got the high carbohydrate diet, which is unnatural. And then you got people who just can't get off the beet sugar, the refined sugar, corn syrup, the different sugars that that feed the fungus.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the processed foods, and all of a sudden the gut gets out of balance. You get the leaky gut and all that, but you somehow, some way, the candida overgrows.
Mm.
Some cases mold, many times parasites. You don't know the parasites are there, but they're causing such a gross inflammation within the tissues. Sometimes the parasite will be in the gut, and you'll end up with reactive arthritis.
Hmm.
You'll end up with reactive pancreatitis, reactive liver, you know, hepatitis. And even if you can't find a parasite, the reaction of the histamine and inflammation because the parasite's in the gut.
Hmm.
Now, sometimes it'll go into the lungs and the heart and kidneys. It will.
Yeah.
But there you have it.
You're mentioning how we have 70 trillion human cells in the body, right?
Yeah.
And there are 100 trillion up to 300 trillion bacteria, good and bad, viruses,
bacteria.
All that.
That doesn't include the yeast and molds and viruses and bacteriophages and your parasites. So
it's a war.
It is a war, and you end up with your arthritis and the swelling of the joint, your fibromyalgia, your chronic fatigue syndrome, your pancreatitis, your esophagitis, your gastritis, your intestinal itis. You end up with the itis. Then you get the medication, and you get the fear going on. You get the autoimmune, the scleroderma, the lupus, the autoimmune thyroid, or the female, right, the endometriosis and the polycystic ovarian, and nobody's cleaning the infection out.
Hmm.
That's what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, and of course the hemp's got some value, your turmeric's got value, your spruce, now we brought that out, it's got value, but it goes back to that oregano, really, to really hammer out the, and then, you know, some of the other things, black seed oil and the different things you hear about. So I want to clarify the oregano, its role, hemp, what is its exact role? You know, you need the hemp when there's somebody's nervous wreck.
Right.
Oregano is not enough.
Yeah.
Come in with the hemp. They're stressed out, psyched out, wiped out, whacked out. You got to come in with the hemp. They can't sleep at night. You got to come in with it. You see, it's the treatment for that.
Well, you know, I recently talking about the hemp, Doc. Sanjay Gupta had his new special on CNN a couple of weeks ago,
and
it was called "Weeds Number 5." And he was pretty instrumental in bringing this whole review of that. So on this last thing I watched. And I remember him saying ditchweed. That used to be the name they used to burn this in Kentucky, right? But the history of it and stuff like that. But it seems like the pharmaceutical companies are trying to get in on this and stuff. The difference with the hempanol that you make is that you don't take anything away from it, right?
No, I mean,
use the whole plant.
Hempanol is in its own place. It's a crude extract.
Hmm.
So you're not trying to CBD isolate, you know, you're not trying to manipulate the consciousness. Oh, I want 50 milligrams in my bottle. You know, it's whatever the milligrams, that's it.
Yeah.
Nobody's messing with it. Mm. You know, and if there's some terpenes in there, which there are, and essential oils and waxes and resin, that's all in there.
Yeah.
And that's what they used to do in the ancient. Now, you've got CBD and it's all there and we know it and we respect it, but in the ancient times, they didn't do it. They didn't do even alcohol, ethanolic extract.
Yeah.
That's 10,000 years of human history.
Right.
They harvested the resin completely raw. What did they do with it? They would mix it with frankincense and myrrh, and they would put it in that Catholic shaker that they did in the church. They would throw it on rocks and let it burn. And more importantly, they would make it into balls of hashish and chew on it.
Hmm.
Raw. No heat, no nothing.
Gee.
That was where it was most popular back in the day, back in the 10th century. There was an old proverb, and here's another use of your hemp, your crude extract especially, that, you know, you can take, back in the Islamic time, you can take a dunce, an intellectual doofus, and you could turn him into the most erudite, scholarly published article or author or whatever by chewing on a little cannabis every day in the form of hashish. And it's so true. You don't need much. Now, look at me. You knew me from before.
Right.
Now I'm traveling, driving all over the world, doing multiple lectures, writing books at the same time, waking up at crazy thing, you know, to take the hempanol PM. Waking up at 4 and writing for 2 hours on a new book. I published The Infection Connection. I published The Hemp Oil Miracle and the Natural Cures from Tree Resins. I did it all in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm writing a 1,500-page textbook. So, and I published a book 300 pages on osteopathy. I don't have a ghostwriter. I got to write it all.
Mm.
But I'm saying the hemp and all, actually. The one with oregano and the one without. I take them both and I use the PM too, because I know sometimes you got to get some rest.
Yeah.
So I'm using them all. Now, I don't use most of it. I don't use it every day. But it did something for me on the creative. Honest to God.
Yeah.
You know, and the research, did you see the research about how if you take isolate, it quits working?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's like a shot in the arm there. I agree.
Yeah, it shuts off the receptors.
Yeah. That's I think a lot of companies might be getting into trouble with because that the pharmaceutical companies say, "Hey, you're not going to be able to call this a supplement," you know.
The pharmaceutical is like swooping around like a bunch of ducks trying to figure out a strategy to get the CBD off the market. They are doing that.
Yeah.
They haven't done it yet. But,
yeah, that's just a powerful we'll be marching on Washington, right?
We will have to because people are benefiting. But I think if at least somebody should know that the crude extract is probably a little more legal and it's more effective as well.
So, yeah.
Hempanol CF.
Yeah.
Hempanol CF, I use it for nervousness, agitation, tremors, irritability, anxiety, you know, zanked out.
Yeah.
But I use the one with the oregano, the non-CF, for the pain. It's like 50 times more powerful.
Gotcha. Yeah. The CF stands for common focus, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Yep. We have that on sale, too, at the store. We got like 50% off the suggested retail. So you'll have to come and buy some at the store.
Though. I will get some when I come in. I don't know if I sound pretty cold right now.
You know, Doc, you were talking about when I was reading in the Infection Connection, and we do have the books going to be available during the lecture, too. So, but I was interested about this because I was reading in here about going to the, you know, people go to the dentist all the time. I've done shows where people say, you know, the health of your mouth has a lot to do with the health of your heart and your body and things. But you were talking about, you know, people, these pockets of infections, these, the
foci of
roots,
infection, yeah.
And sinus cavities and things like that. I mean, there you go again. There's a really big problem again
it's
with the infections.
Big daddy, and then, you know, you put the big capping on, the mercury and now ceramic, and you cap the infection or you root canal it or maybe you just have it in the gum sockets or, and you have this locus of infection focus. And then it can seed to the rest of the tissues. Now, it could be in the gut, could be in the lungs, could be the kidney. There could be a hidden abscess. In the liver, there could be a cyst. So the body's going to have to react to that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get, you know, to get like perfect health, you got to clean that out. So it, you know, it takes a little diagnostic acumen, a good quality physician to figure out why you have the fibromyalgia, why you have the arthritis, why you have the Hashimoto's, why you have the thyroid cyst. Is there, why you have the breast cancer? Why is there a cancer suddenly in the gut? Is there a locus of infection? Is there an, you know, a pocket of infestation, you have to get it out.
Mm. They just read a new article too recently, and but you probably knew this. It's the scientists are finally saying, well, we got to look at this, get this confirmed about bacteria in the brain.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad news if there's bacteria in the brain because you know, the brain protects it.
Oh, yeah.
Generally, the blood-brain barrier thing, it's like they consider that a sterile organ, so to speak.
I know, and yet. The Canadians proved in the 50s that after somebody just drills a cavity, that there could be 50 different pathogens that go into the brain after you drill one cavity.
Wow.
I mean, think about root canals or multiple root canals. So, and that cribriform plate is as thin as a piece of paper, and that's on the nose to the brain.
Mm.
So if you have a sinus, if you have mold, Candida's in the brain. The Alzheimer's cases, most of them have Candida. What about the Lyme? The Lyme goes in there. And why do you think the MS people, you already know, but they get the plaques or the Parkinson's or the Alzheimer? The plaques are from infection.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the Lyme. It could be, like you say, bacteria. It could be viruses. It could be... And then you have parasitic cysts. You have that pork tapeworm commonly causing terrible infections in the brain. And you can have a tapeworm in the brain.
Gee. I don't want to leave the house.
I don't think you should. At least you should spray the Orega spray on your way out.
Definitely. All right, Doc. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. We'll get into a couple of products here. We have to talk about the Black Sea because I think that's important. And we'll get into some of the new things in, like you said, with the res de tree resins. We'll be right back with Dr. Cass.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day.
You'll find hempenol along with P73 wild oregano oil and a selection of other North American herb and spice products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Ahoy! Discover amazing savings during Holly Hill Health Foods Columbus Day Sale, now through Monday, October 14th. On top of our current 35 to 55% off sale prices, you'll get an extra 10% off the following nine popular supplement companies: Life Extension, Garden of Life, Jarrow, Emerald Labs, Solgar, Now Vitamins, Prevagen Brain Formula, Natural Factors, and Country Life. So stop in Holly Hill Health Foods today through Monday, October 14th, and you'll be saying ahoy there, and save an extra 10% on our already discounted prices on nine popular supplement companies. Don't miss these extra Columbus Day savings. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Order by phone or online, hollyhillvitamins.com, where you'll also find a listing of special events and in-store demos. Don't let the ship sail and miss out on the Columbus Day sale. Now until 6 o'clock, Monday night, October 14th. All discounts are off manufacturer-suggested prices.
WNPD AM 1440.
Can't you see?
All right. We are back with Dr. Cass, and we were talking about the extra 10% off our Columbus Day special going on nine popular companies. We're throwing North American Herb and Spice in there in honor of having Dr. Cass at the store tomorrow talking about reversing all infection and inflammation. Big key here, folks. This is, you want to get to the root of things, and this is the gentleman to listen to. Dr. Cass, couple of things we want to talk about, we mentioned last week also, but I want to drive it home about the black seed oil, and also the new Migra hemp and oregano juice.
Well, the oregano has a value. Hemp has a value. Black seed has a value. Each illness, different herbs and so on. Black seed's primary arena is cardiovascular. Cardiovascular and actually also hair and skin. So on cardiovascular, now you have this new Black Seed Cardio Plus, and that contains the black seed with a bit of pomegranate and resveratrol-rich muscadine skin.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the punica elegans, you got your resveratrol and your ellagic acid plus your thymoquinone. So, I mean, it's all in one cardiovascular.
Mm.
So you have, for example, your mitral valve, your hypertension, your coronary artery disease, your familial history, your cardiomyopathy, and you need to take it for that.
Hmm.
Each case should be, especially if there's a family history and a risk and you have stents as well already, or you've had an MI, you've had bypass, these are the ones that must take it. Now, black seed in general, without the punicalagins and such odd, in general, that's the one would be ideal for skin disorders, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, for improving the beauty of the skin, for using as a topical. I had a woman who, you know, Nefertiti's Beauty Secret was the black seed.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, and I had a woman who, you know, 55 years old, and, you know, her skin looked aged. She kept putting the black seed oil on. I swear. Okay, she had a peel. She could peel. She peeled off a layer of skin on each side. She looked 20 years younger. I mean, I was impressed. I said to the company, you figure out how to make a skin cream with this stuff. But she just took the oil straight.
Huh.
Vitiligo, alopecia. Balding, we should be using the black seed oil not only internally, but also topically.
Huh.
Yeah, and
that vitiligo's tough, that vitiligo.
Oh, it's tough, but you've got tons of melanin in black seed and chaga. So if nothing else, you feed the skin the melanin that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the kidney and pancreas. There's been several that the black seed causes the beta cells to regenerate, so more insulin is produced. And then your kidney cells, your nephrons, regenerate with the black seed. And there's been published studies.
Yeah.
Now, You use it for the liver, for the gallstones, and for sluggish liver and constipation. It's an excellent anti-parasitic. You have the black seed oil gel caps, which are the best for the parasites. The gel caps have the fennel and the cumin. So, I mean, you don't really need many more indications. Yes, it's good for the lungs and bronchitis. You add it to the oregano protocol. But lungs, joints, and inflammation, pancreas, liver, gallbladder, my God, I mean, heart, skin, that's enough.
Yeah.
And
you put that pomegranate in the cardio one there, too. I mean, that's getting a lot of great results with people these days.
Oh, yeah. See, that Puna Calligans increased the elastase enzyme, and they make the arteries. Case history. I had a woman who was a cardiac catastrophe, brittle cardiac, and they couldn't do the surgery, and they gave her 6 months to live.
Hmm.
He said, if we do the surgery, you'll die on the table. She read my book, Foods That Cure. She took a quarter cup. I didn't tell her. I mean, I was talking about a tablespoon. A quarter cup of the Pomamax. That's the, you know, just the pure pomegranate.
Right.
Pomamax a day. Right. These days, I tell her to take the Black Seed Cardio Plus and all that. But so she went back and had an echocardiogram. Her cardiac function went to complete normal, no issue. I just talked to her yesterday, a lady. She did it a little differently. She just used the Black Seed. She said her cardiac ejection fraction dramatically improved when she went back to be tested after 3 months. So think about it. If you put the pomegranate and the Black Seed together and you add resveratrol and ellagic acid, but not synthetically, just out of the crude extract, that, I mean, forget it. You've got it all.
I think it's great that you guys take the as close to nature as possible. You know, I know we're not going out into the fields and rummaging and through the and eating the bark off of trees, but you guys are just the North American urban spice I'm speaking of. The way you formulate things as close to nature as possible, and I have to applaud you for that. A lot of companies, won't do that.
I know, and in some cases we're doing a crude extract where whatever the nature produces, there's no alteration at all.
Yeah.
You got to figure out a way to put it into a bottle or a cap.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
You have the spruce alive, pine alive, where you take the crude resin from the tree, they just scrape it off. I don't care if it's got insects, whatever it's got in it. It's a crude. And then you put that crude in a bucket. You ship it over to North American. You then figure out a way just to sort of, without any heat, to render it into drops. Put it in a bottle.
Yeah.
A little oregano in there, a few other things. And you get to have the tree medicine that the tree uses to survive for 300 years.
Mm-hmm.
If it didn't have the medicine, as soon as it got injured, it would get infected and die. So it's that intelligence of the tree for survival.
Right, right.
So when you start taking, like, the spruce alive, the crude extract spruce gum, they used to call it Hercules gum in Pennsylvania back in 1890, is on the market. If you take that, right, and then all of a sudden you have such energy and strength, then all of a sudden you notice that your skin health generally improves. You notice that if you have some areas of sickness, it'll go there and take care of it. Huh. I've had many people come to me and say, hey, doctor, does this work for hypertension? My main problem is hypertension, and it went to normal. I said, well, what were you taking the spruce for? Well, energy and strength. So it somehow targets like a mitral valve prolapse, like a connective tissue disease, like a dermatitis or a psoriasis or an eczema. It'll target the area. I had a woman who had a big scar on her buttock, all right, from hip surgery. It was unsightly. And she took the spruce. God knows why she was taking it. She came back, and she showed me the buttock was like 50%, 60%. The scar was fizzling out.
Wow.
She didn't put it topically, you know.
Really? Really? That's, wow.
Yeah, it's just. So, now, we had a guy. Now, I know you can't make any claims, and I'm going to do it for you. There's a guy in Albania. Maybe he's outside of the FTC or something. He had a stinking prostate cancer with a PSA of 800. And so he took the spruce. He was in so much pain he couldn't sit anywhere. He fell asleep for 12 hours. He woke up and he told his wife, "Hey, I don't have so much pain in my bones. I don't know what's going on." He's Albanian. So I told him to take a PSA, and the PSA was 800, and about a month later it dropped to 8.
Mm. Wow.
And then he went into remission, and now he's going back to work and all kind of thing.
Mm.
He says he's going to make a statue in honor of Dr. Ingram. He says, "I don't want any statue. Paint a spruce tree or something. Send me the painting. I'll hang it up in the office."
Maybe that's where that phrase came from, like, he's all spruced up to go out tonight.
Yeah,
you know?
It should have been. Yeah. You know what? That's such an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I betcha.
Tree resins, folks. Doc's got a whole book on that as well. So this guy gets around. Migrahemp. Also, people suffering from migraines, and they try this, like B2, and there's the Feverfew. There's all different things out
there.
Well,
I've written the book Natural Cures for Migraines. I'm a migraine expert for 30 years, and I've always been looking for a formula that. So when I found that the Hempanol Super Strength was obliterating migraines, I thought, well, but we also know that the nettles and the burdock do. So, you know, and so does dandelion, nettles and dandelion, whatever.
Right.
So what if, and ginger. And so we took the Feverfew and put it aside for now, and we put the ginger with the hemp and the oregano, which also is anti-migraine since ancient Greece, and we added the greens, and there you have the Migrahemp. And the Migrahemp is so powerful that it'll obliterate the headache now. It's gone. There's no issue. Goodbye. And and if you wanted to take a few drops every day, go for it.
Yeah.
Just as a prevention. But it's, you know, how much migraine is there? It's getting better. People are learning that to eat, not to eat the cocoa or the wheat or the cheese or whatever.
Right.
But for the tough case, they've got to have Migrahemp.
Yeah, Migrahemp, folks. That's it. It's worth a try, definitely. We talked last week. We didn't really discuss it at all. But another, you probably weren't listening earlier when we first came on. I was talking about mushrooms.
Yeah.
May cut the prostate cancer risk. International Journal of Cancer, and I know chaga has become very. Very popular. You were on the forefront of that years ago.
Right. I introduced chaga to the North America. David Wolf was in it a little on the internet. Too.
Right, right.
Bless him. But, as far as popularizing it, I did that, and I wrote the book, the first book, The Cures in the Forest. But I've just focused on chaga. I mean, I don't really need anything else. The ground mushrooms are what they are. Reishi is what it is. But the chaga is the king, super kingpin. The Chinese called it king of herbs. The Japanese, or the Siberians, king of all mushrooms. Mm. Japanese, diamond of the forest. Number one, number two, number three, chaga. So it's 50 times higher in SOD. It's dense in beta-glucan. It has germanium, rubidium, and cesium in large quantities. What do I need it? So, and it's highest in antioxidants. What I discovered is that wild chaga, not mycelial, not farm-raised, not Chinese, 100% wild from the tree. I mean, I didn't discover, I just assumed that's all people would do. And as soon as I started popularizing it, the market got saturated with farm-raised junk from China and all that.
Hmm.
So when I talk chaga, you have to understand, I'm talking about wild chaga. Wild chaga obliterates prostate problems. The research means nothing. I had a guy with a PSA of 60. He had irritation in his prostate, worsened, believe it or not, by farm-raised chaga. I said, let me get taken care of it. I recommended the Chaga Max capsules and the Chago Power Drops. His PSA went to 0.8.
Wow.
All the swelling, he's a PhD. He called me and he said, I think that the steroid, the plant sterols, block the bad testosterone or whatever, and that's why my prostate went to normal. I don't know the mechanism.
Hmm.
But I do know that raw chaga is more effective. I don't care what the internet says. I'm the clinician that has started this, people. Raw chaga is your first choice for psoriasis, eczema, dermatitis, prostate disorders, hypertension,
But a lot of athletes are using it too.
Well, it's being used because it eliminates. You can use the Cook kind for that.
Right.
Teas, and it eliminates lactic acid.
Gotcha.
So you don't feel the burn, so you could continue to exercise or bicycle, weight train, and do more, and have more stamina. Plus, the SOD is a stamina enzyme. Right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's great. SOD, folks, that's an important enzyme in the body there, and it helps with the immune system and all that. All right, Doc, that's it. I get on the road there. I wanted to see you here by early tomorrow morning at the store.
Yeah, we'll talk it up.
We'll talk it up. Thanks so much for being on again. All right, folks, that's it. Doc will be at the store from 11 o'clock till 12:30, I think. That's the schedule for his lecture. I think it's standing room only, so be prepared there. And we'll see you next week with Hugh Mineral, and we're going to talk about vulvic minerals, which will be fun, too. All right, guys, take care and enjoy the Columbus Day weekend here, and stop by the store.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of WNPV Lansdale.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day.
You'll find Hempanol, along with P73 Wild Oregano Oil and a selection of other North American herb and spice products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales.
Ahoy! Discover amazing savings during Holly Hill Health Foods Columbus Day Sale, now through Monday, October 14th. On top of our current 35 to 55% off sale prices, you'll get an extra 10% off the following 9 popular supplement companies: Life Extension, Garden of Life, Jarro, Emerald Labs, Solgar, Now Vitamins, Prevagen Brain Formula, Natural Factors, and Country Life. So stop in Holly Hill Health Foods today through Monday, October 14th, and you'll be saying, ahoy there, and save an extra 10% on our already discounted prices on 9 popular supplement companies. Don't miss these extra Columbus Day savings. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Order by phone or online, hollyhillvitamins.com, where you'll also find a listing of special events and in-store demos. Don't let the ship sail and miss out on the Columbus Day sale. Now until 6 o'clock, Monday night, October 14th. All discounts are off manufacturer-suggested prices.